What do you think about this, Chris?
What?
The Clinton administration is moving to rescind the six-year-old policy that bars people infected with AIDS virus from entering the country. They're going to let people with AIDS in the country now. They used to not let them.
Really?
Yeah, now they're going
to... Clinton is a joke.
You don't think that's a good idea?
Well, I don't think it's a good or bad idea, actually.
You just think it's an idea?
650 people.
It'd only be about 650 people.
What's that mean?
Who's up? You can't get in with the syphilis or the clap either, or leprosy.
Dave?
What happened to writing people's names down?
Hello?
Guess that's old-fashioned kind of stuff.
Okay, now we're
Hi, you're on the air.
Hello, it's Dave.
Hi, Dave.
Hi, Dave.
I have a question for Chris.
Okay.
It's all about the topic.
Okay.
I wanted to know if you found out somewhere down the line that Johnny Cash had an affair with Jerry Garcia, how would that make you feel as a fan of Johnny Cash?
What an interesting question. That's one of the most interesting questions I've ever been asked in a long time. Because everyone knows, I think Johnny Cash is one of the finest songwriters that ever walked the planet Earth, and that Jerry Garcia is a joke and his ties suck too.
Yeah, I think he has it coming, man, because you know that Johnny Cash has pounded many a little rump there in the prisons and such that he's been.
Not necessarily.
Oh, man. Hey, boy, drop your soap.
I know what I know. I know that Johnny Cash is a great songwriter, and I don't care who he's had an affair with. That's his business.
What if
Johnny's business, brother.
What if he did an album with Jerry Garcia somewhere down the line?
I wouldn't buy that album.
You wouldn't buy that album. Being a big fan of Johnny, you would not buy that.
Of course I'd have to hear it first.
Just because you're prejudiced against Jerry Garcia.
No. Of course I'd have to listen to the record and pass judgment at that time. I mean,
what if it turned out to be really good music and Jerry Garcia, like, wrote half the stuff?
Well, that's a nice fantasy you're having there, that Jerry Garcia could write good music. But I don't see this really happening, guy. Alright?
Okay.
Alright.
Bye.
Bye. Oh, the Dead suck. If anyone out there likes the Dead, turn on the big one. They'll be playing the Truck and Bozo.
All he wanted to talk to you was you. He didn't want to talk to me.
I guess.
He knows that you're a big Johnny Cash fan.
I guess he's a big bong-sucking Deadhead or something.
And you've been one for all of, what, 6 weeks now? This guy's already clued in. Look out, man. You're going to drop it right now!
Whoa! Boom.
We've had a little technical difficulties here. And
pick a Johnny song, Rob.
Yeah. Ooh, doggy.
Play some Johnny Cash here in a minute.
That's Folsom Prison Blues.
Just to watch him die.
No, he gave it to me. Eat it. Give my love to Rose makes you cry if you're really stupid.
Man, I really got a...
Got a what? Troy, you got a story to tell us.
No, I don't.
The Toronto trip. We're going to get to it here in a minute. If anyone out there wants to hear about Troy's Toronto trip, and what he saw while he was in Toronto. Troy's here live in the studio, and he'd love to tell us. But somebody's got to want to hear it first. Hello, Kevin. You're on the air.
Chris?
Yes.
Rob?
Yes. Rob's here. What?
Why can't we love?
We can love.
Why can't we love?
You mean that deep down, soul-searching love?
Yeah, why can't we love?
The love that comes from the bottom of a heart?
Why can't we love?
We can love, guy. Just relax for a second. Hold your breath. All right, just hold your breath.
What if love was Jerry Garcia, man? Huh?
Man, I love Jerry Garcia, and like I've never met him kind of way, you know. And I certainly
there's no love in the Grateful Dead. There's only greed, greed and bad fashion, you know.
And a big token pipe.
Yeah. Well, the token pipe is all right with me, but it's the bad fashion and that I can't deal with, you know?
And hip ties.
Yeah, give me one of those records already, will you?
Ballad.
Is that all you had in your mind? Is this the same guy that called before or what?
No.
Ballad of... Oh, that's a good song.
Just talk about Toronto a little bit tonight.
Hey, Troy! Oh, he split. Troy split. Well, after the song, we'll get to it.
Yeah, but I think we can love. I think people have it in them to love, and I think we should love.
Okay, that's pretty much all I had to ask.
But, you know, I think it was Kurt Vonnegut that said, what the world needs now is not more love, but just common courtesy.
What book was that in?
I don't know if he ever wrote it in a book or if he just said it.
That ain't a bad idea, though.
I'm a big fan.
I don't know. Someone told me he said it, so I don't know if he ever did or not.
He was drunk when he said it.
Oh, he's probably ripped out of his mind. He's an old fart now. He's 70. He doesn't know what he's saying.
Did you read his last book?
Which one was his last one?
Oh, God, what...
Hocus Pocus?
With a Japanese buy everything, Hocus Pocus.
Hocus Pocus?
Yes.
Yes, I did.
Did you like it?
I liked it, but not as much as some of his other stuff.
Right, I didn't think it was very good.
I mean, it was, compared to most books that are written, mm-hmm. it's better than most books ever written. But compared right. to some of Kurt Vonnegut's other stuff, it's not going to be one of his classics.
No.
If someone said, give me a book to introduce me to Kurt Vonnegut, I wouldn't say, oh, go get Hocus Pocus.
Mm-hmm. So what's your favorite?
It's probably, well, the obvious one, Slaughterhouse-Five and Cat's Cradle. And I really like Dead-Eyed Dick, even though some people didn't like it.
That was good. Bluebeard was real good, I thought.
Bluebeard, he's the painter, right?
Right.
That was cool.
That impressed me. Oh, well, I'm out of here.
Hey, Kevin.
Later. Hey, Kevin.
Bye. Yeah.
I love you.
Hey, I love you, big guy. Dream on, dream on, teenage queen, prettiest girl we've ever seen. There's a story in our town of the prettiest girl around. Golden hair and eyes of blue. How those eyes could flash at you. How those eyes could flash at you. Boys hung around her by the school, but she loved the boy next door who worked at the candy store. Dream on, dream on, teenage queen, prettiest girl we've ever seen. She was tops in all they said, it never once went to her head. She had everything it seemed, not a care this teenage queen. Not a care this teenage queen. Other boys could offer more, but she loved the boy next door who worked at the candy store. Dream on, dream on, teenage queen, you should be a movie queen. He would marry her next spring, save his money and bought a ring. Then one day a movie scout came to town to take her out. Came to town to take her out. Hollywood could offer more, so she left the boy next door working at the candy store. Dream on, dream on, teenage queen, see you on the movie screen. Very soon she was a star, pretty house and shining cars, swimming pool and a fence around, but she missed her old hometown. But she missed her old hometown. All the world was at her door, all except the boy next door who worked at the candy store. Dream on, dream on, teenage queen, saddest girl we've ever seen. Then one day the teenage star sold her house and all her cars, gave up all her wealth and fame, left it all and caught a train. Left it all and caught a train. Do I have to tell you more? She came back to the boy next door who worked at the candy store. Now the story has some more. You'll hear it all at the candy store.
The Immortal Man in Black here on the Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show, Johnny Cash.
You know, Elvis should have had his backup singers instead of the Jordanaires.
Tell me about it.
Jordanaires just blew. They really ruined a lot of good Elvis songs.
Why do you say that?
Oh, they were just like too cheesy, too serendipity singers-ish. They didn't have any gravel in her voice like that old geezer there backing up Johnny on that tunage. We've got Nigel on with Chris and Rob.
Hi, Nigel.
Hello.
Hello, what's on your mind?
I was wondering if you guys...
Speak up, will ya?
I was wondering if you guys knew much about pre-dog society and if you could compare that with society today and if it had any ramifications.
Pre-dawn society?
Pre-dog society, that's right, before dogs.
Oh, before dogs were around?
Right.
Cats ran everything.
Cats.
Cats were there. I mean, cats had to take upon themselves all the dog responsibilities. They chased the mailman. They dug bones. They dug holes in the backyard.
Cats don't make good dogs. Before dogs, they had hedgehogs. And the reason they had hedgehogs for pets was because they couldn't run them out of the caves.
So once a hedgehog's in a cave, you can't flush him out.
Right.
That's the old saying. He's more stubborn than a hedgehog in a cave.
Right.
That's where that old saying comes from.
That's pre-dog society.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think we're better off with dogs, or do you think pre-dog society has something that can teach us?
Well, pre-dog society could teach us how to love. When the dogs came, they took away our capacity to love.
In other words, you don't think that the dogs are loved as much as hedgehogs were.
When there was a bond between a man and his dog, or a woman and her dog, but it's nothing compared to the bond that was between a caveman and a cavewoman and their family hedgehog. You know that all? You know those? Wow! You know that the original movie, Incredible Journey, was supposed to be about a true story about these cave people who lived up near Goshen, and then they moved to a cave up near Ann Arbor, and they left their pet hedgehog, and that hedgehog left the cave in Goshen, and somehow, without any kind of help at all from any other humans or other hedgehogs, found their original owners up there in Ann Arbor.
They said,
we can't go with the hedgehogs because these modern-day hedgehogs' legs are too short. Back then, hedgehog, you know, ran 4 or 5 feet tall. These modern-day hedgehogs' legs are too short. No one ever believed that a hedgehog today could make that trip. So they used a dog or whatever the hell it was.
Very interesting. Now, what does this have to teach us today in dog society or post
one thing
society?
Teaches you don't shit where you eat.
Don't eat the yellow snow.
Great. Could you extrapolate on that?
Well, we could, but we'd rather not. Go ahead, Nigel. You want to? Or are you just like testing us to see how witty and quick we can be?
Later, Nigel. 749-1444 is the phone number here at the Chris and Rob.
Do you have a dog, Chris?
Used to. Don't anymore.
What happened to it?
Died. Mom shot it.
Well, that'll tell you. Boy, I guess it's a lot of dogs.
Yeah.
What do you mean? What'd your mom shoot it for?
Long story.
Well, how many times did it chew up the laundry? Or
had it coming, though.
Crapped in the house?
Had it coming.
Did he doo-doo in the house?
Or he did.
What kind of dog was it?
Big dog.
Big dog? Just big old Digby?
Big old hound dog.
Is this Scott?
Yes.
Hi, Scott. What's on your mind?
Yeah, the Johnny Cash thing. Is the best live album ever made Johnny Cash at Folsom Prison?
Either Folsom or San Quentin, because San Quentin was a pretty good show, too.
That and the Dead Boys live. Are those like the quintessential of it, or what?
Yeah, there's a few other you should have. You should have Cheap Trick of Budokan and Frampton Comes Alive.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and I just have to thank you guys for having the Reverend Stupid or whoever on earlier. I got some great vocals from that.
Well, cool. I'm glad.
All right. I'll send them your way.
We're looking forward to it.
Twisted and distorted. Good
Lovely.
Night.
I wonder if he's like talking about making a techno rave mix out
Ooh,
of it.
Ooh, cool. I hope so. I love those.
You just so you know, you can sample Chris and Rob whenever you want.
Chris, Rob. Yeah, we did it for you. You don't need to modulate us in here.
7491444 is the phone number.
What's that?
7491444. That's the phone number here at the Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show.
Did you hear about this? This is kind of wild.
What's that?
NBC had this big deal. Hey, if you buy one of these little bitty Chevy trucks, you get hit in the side, bam, blue-mo, you blow up.
Mm-hmm.
So their investigative news magazine, Dateline, did a story about it.
Yeah.
So they showed, I don't know what the hell it was, like a Corolla going 3 miles an hour, hit the side of this truck, fireball, inferno, right there. The truck blew up, caught on fire. NBC failed to mention that they had like sticks of dynamite attached to the truck and were blowing up the truck when the car hit.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, they forgot to mention that, conveniently. So GM sued NBC, and NBC settled out of court in like 3 hours. And then
I would have too.
And then the reporter said, "Yeah, well, we made up the stuff, but after the car hit the truck, a huge hole appeared in the gas tank, so it could have happened." And then like somebody who was there said, "No, the guy's lying. He's lying." So NBC just paid GM.
And now, hey, we're gonna have a
buttload of money.
We're gonna have a very special guest on next week's show, aren't we?
Rock Lobster.
Rock Lobster. I'm going down.
The Lobster Lady. What the hell's her name?
The Lobster Lady from Lewiston, Maine will be here next week. Or she won't be here. She'll be here via the AT&T. Who's raising their rates, by the way? They suck.
Diane Colwin, assistant professor of biology at Bates College in Maine.
She'll be calling us on the telephone. We'll be talking about her pet lobster.
She has lobsters. And I'm sure you'll get a lot of crab jokes in there.
How many lobsters does she have?
She studies lobsters.
What's the deal? Every time the tide comes in, she has to go watch her lobster.
I don't know. And I said, "Are you a night owl? Could you be on the show?" She said, "Well, I get up with the tides." I was like, "Oh, jeez." So she'll be up at 3 o'clock one morning, then she'll be up at 5 o'clock the next. Whenever the tide gets her up, she gets up. So look for the lobster woman next week. She has a pet lobster. And
it's going to be a fun show, so make sure y'all tune in. You too, Sky. Check it out.
She probably has like a lot of those bibs like they give you at a Red Lobster with a little lobster, Lenny the Lobster claws and all that stuff all over them.
Yeah.
You seen those cards, Lenny the Lobster?
No.
They suck. Don't buy them.
Why they suck?
I don't know. They're just not funny. It's like, why did Lenny the Lobster go to New York? And it, and it shows a lobster getting on an airplane. It's like, because he wanted to. Or something stupid like that. I don't know. Anyway, so... I done talked myself hoarse. Chris just bails out and cues up a record whenever I start... Yeah, okay, cool. What's going on here, Jimbo? You got somebody? Jim was late today, but we won't mention that. Critter. Hey, Chris, turn me on, man. Critter.
Hey, yo.
Word.
Yo, I got a question for you.
We'll probably have an answer.
Well, yeah. I was asking you, have you ever heard of St. Lucie?
Right.
Isn't that a street term for doing acid?
No, that's the patron saint of 50 sitcoms.
No, but actually what she did is to prove her, like, holiness, she gouged out her eyes for God. Now, I wanted to ask you, is there anything that you'd like to gouge your eyes out for?
Boy.
Besides Johnny Cash.
No, Batgirl. Not me. If this was like 1969, I would do it for Batgirl. But then I can't see her, so I wouldn't do it. I don't know. Hedgehog. A good loyal hedgehog.
Well, the reason I wanted to ask is...
Because if you don't have any eyes and you have a good, trained, loyal hedgehog, he could be your eyes for you.
A seeing
eye... Leader hedgehogs for hedgehog. The blind.
A seeing eye hedgehog?
A seeing eye hedgehog, you know it.
Well, see, the reason I asked that is because you got this guy on the radio who passes judgment like most people pass gas. And
who, Reverend Randy Worthington of the Springvale Baptist Church?
Yeah, R&R Railroad or whatever he is.
Hold on, I just want to mention that it's 3:30. That means we're halfway through the show.
Uh-oh.
And this is usually the point of the show when we really get going, according to Jennifer. This is the part of the show that when we're at our best.
Oh, so don't let me put the brakes on for you.
Yeah, so just keep rolling right along there.
Hey, do you want to talk to David?
We'll go ahead and finish your point there about passing gas.
Well, yeah. Well, actually, I don't have a point, just like a lot of the things that are going on right now. Because, sorry.
Yeah, let's talk to David.
Here's David.
We're fixing to talk to David,
Hi, David, what's up? Oh, no kidding, Dave? Tell me something else, Dave. Well, thanks, Dave. That's something else. 749-1444 is the phone number here at the Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show.
Was that the beginning of the best that we are there? Was that the kickoff point into this stellar second half performance?
No, this is the residence from Duck Stab.
Your altar life is superseded.
949-1444 is the phone number here. The Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show. If you want to get in on this, get in on it.
Right on.
Yeah, man. Call us up. We'll talk about almost anything. This is the best part of the show, usually right here around 3:30, 3:35. It's 3:34 right now. This is usually when a show just takes off. You want something to go along with that?
No.
You just want to do it dry?
Yeah.
Just a dry read? No music bed? Dry read? You want to go for it? Dry? Or do you just want to like leap into it and not have any warning about it?
Billy looked up at her, dumbfounded. "Now, she eats a bottle of those things a day," she told the clerk, who was trying desperately to appear busier than he really was. "Gonna kill her, I told her so. Right to her face." The old lady wet her lips and looked right at the clerk, who was still doing his paperwork. "Come on, Mom, let's split," Billy said to the old woman. "Just a minute, Billy," she looked back at the clerk. "You know, just the other day, I had a migraine. I was watching television, see? I took a couple of those things. Didn't help much, though. At least I didn't eat a whole bottle, though." "Crazy," mused the clerk. "Ain't it, though?" replied the lady. "Could be worse, though. Could be eating those Tylenol or something worse. Though I dunno what could be much worse." The clerk looked up at her and glanced over at Billy, who was playing with his ear, with his little pinky finger. "When I was a kid, I used to eat a whole bottle of those Flintstone vitamins in one sitting," said the clerk. He then returned to his paperwork. "Ha!" cackled the old lady. "When Billy was a mere pup, he once ate a whole box of Fruity Pebbles in one sitting. Dry, I tell you. No milk. Nothing. Had the dry heaves for a week. Sick as a dog." The clerk looked up from his paperwork. The old lady was still licking her lips, and Billy had immersed his whole finger up to the first knuckle into his ear. "You're funny, Mama," said Billy. "Let's go. I got a leak." The clerk noticed Billy was hopping on one leg. "Just a minute," the lady addressed the clerk. "Did you ever hear of such a thing? Too much sugar in this society, I tell you. They're not as bad as drugs. They're all over. Know what I mean?" "Probably from all the TV commercials we watched as kids," mused the clerk, who was hoping the phone would ring. Billy walked out of the store. "Lord, I apologize for Billy," the lady said to the clerk after Billy was gone. "He drinks a lot, you know. Not like alcohol, though, you know, but I mean like Gatorade and such. Hard for the poor thing to keep his bladder in control. Not as bad as my good friend Judy, though. She's hospitalized right now, poor thing. Pees through a tube in her arm. Brain tumor, you know. Can't even talk much, let alone chew." The clerk looked up and put his pen behind his ear. "How's Billy's ear infection?" "Getting better, you know, but the poor thing keeps scratching it. Gets pus in his fingernails. Serves him right, though. All that god-awful heavy rock and roll music he listens to, all hours of the day. Night, too. I make him wear headphones at night, you know. We got neighbors. That's what probably gives him that awful ear infection. Billy is a heavy metal junkie, you know." The clerk looked back down at his paperwork. "Kids these days," he muttered. Suddenly the door swung open and Billy entered the store, accompanied by a police officer. The old lady looked up at Billy dumbfounded. The phone rang.
Man, that was heavy, man.
We're taking phone calls at 749-1444. This is the Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show. I'm Chris.
And I'm Rob.
And together,
we're switching places. Hold on.
We're a couple of radio geniuses, aren't we?
There'll be about 8 seconds of dead air.
No, there won't. What are you doing?
Take your spot back. That chair smells funny. Nothing's ready to go. So just don't worry about it. We're gonna wing it, Holmes.
We're winging it. We're winging it good.
Yeah, we gotta wing it.
What's your favorite thing that happened tonight so far? Mine was talking about dogs and hedgehogs.
Oh, you mean I saw a great basketball game before I came down. But
what basketball game was that?
Indiana Penn State.
Who won?
Indiana, because he got a really cheap call from the ref.
Well, they're a bunch of Hoosiers, though.
They are a bunch of Hoosiers. We got Tom. How you doing?
Yeah, hey, how you guys doing?
What's on your mind tonight, Tom?
What are y'all up to?
We're doing a late-night talk show and doing the best we can.
Yeah, this is a...
Beats talking about trucks, though, don't you think?
Turn that radio up. I can barely hear you.
Okay, I'll turn my radio up here. Hang on a second. Let's see what we can get.
Ellen, always from her earliest remembering...
Hey, it's Paul Harvey!
Hey, it's Paul Harvey!
We don't even have to pay for him!
Listen, do you guys remember Dave when he talked before?
Oh, yeah, we remember Dave like the brother he is. Yeah.
We love Dave.
The guy with the Corvette?
Yeah.
Okay, well, we wanted to do a shotgun for you. We were going to shotgun some beers.
Cool, go ahead.
What kind of beer you got?
Well, part of the deal was
that Dave had to get onto his car to get his weed.
If it's not a king can, don't bother doing it because we're not impressed. If you get a big king can, one of those 32-ounce cans of Miller or Miller Lite, now, not because we really love Miller products, but just because it's a whole quart of beer, if you can shotgun a whole quart can, then you got something. If you're going to do some little wimpy 12-ounce can of Rolling Rock, we don't want to hear it.
All we got are 12 ounces.
Well, you got to do like three in a row then, real fast.
Well.
You got to do a six-pack between the two of you in a minute.
I think you guys are going beyond the limits there.
Does he need some bonging music?
See, that's the kind of people we are, though. We push it to the limit.
Okay.
We're Dionysian.
Well, this is Dave's first time doing it. I mean, we don't...
Dave's never shotgunned a beer before?
No, he hasn't done it. He might vomit or something.
You know, I've never done it either. I've tried it a couple times. I could never do it.
Okay.
They would just say, open up your throat, man, and let it flow.
I'm like, are you guys ready?
Are you okay, I got some music queued up for you.
Hold on, are you gonna do drugs or are you going to drink a beer?
Well... Maybe after we drink the beers or something. It's hard to say.
Say when you're ready and I'll pop the music.
Okay.
Okay. Now you're going to do a bong, right? A beer bong?
Shotgun a beer.
Shotgun a beer.
Yeah.
Okay, tell me when you're ready to go.
Okay. Okay, we're ready.
Go.
You can't hear him slurping.
You... Sounds delicious. (laughs) 749-1444 is the phone number here at the Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show.
They drank a beer and passed out. How about that, sports fans? You know, last week we reported that Tabitha Soren, the MTV reporter, supposedly asked someone, who's the loneliest monk? After she heard Bill Clinton say, I had a lifelong dream of jamming with the loneliest monk. Well, now Tabitha Soren has come out and said she didn't say that.
She likes jazz, doesn't she?
Oh, I bet she's a
she
real hipster.
She likes jazz music and Kenny G.
And the Big E, if she ever met him.
Big E.
Me.
Oh. Rockin' Robbie E.
But she hasn't had the pleasure yet. And it would be all hers, if you know what I'm talking
about.
I wonder
how hard it would be to get Martha Quinn to be on our show.
Probably not too hard. I don't think she's too busy nowadays.
Well, she's got a kid, don't she?
Does she?
I thought she did.
By Stiv?
Is Stiv the guy she...
I don't know. Stiv's dead now, isn't he?
Oh, yeah.
Is he? Stiv's dead? Stiv's dead, but does he have a prodigy or a progeny to live on?
I don't know.
Is his progeny a prodigy? My goodness. Things we just have to wonder about at 3:40 in the morning on the Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show on WAIF, the home of the Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show. Chris?
What?
I think I want to nominate you for Attorney General.
I've never had an illegal alien babysit my kids for
You've me. Never been to law school, but you've never hired an illegal alien. Go figure. I mean, what's the deal with this? Everybody he hired? Do you think everybody, all the rich archy-fartsy inside the Beltway, we're so cool people that live in Washington, D.C., are federal judges and congressmen and senators and lobbyists and all that stuff? They just hire illegal aliens and don't think anything of it. If you wanted to hire a Peruvian couple, how the hell do you get one of those? I need a babysitter. I want a Peruvian couple.
They have catalogs where you can get, like, Oriental wife.
Now, that's okay. Now, that's cool. But just, like, in the old Lima Times, wanted Peruvian couple to come babysit our kids illegally? We won't take out any taxes or do any of that stuff?
Huh.
How do you go about doing that? How do you get a Peruvian couple?
I don't know.
And do you have any of those catalogs that let you order a Chinese woman?
I don't have any.
Really? Do you know where you can get some? Do you think the Goshen Library has any of those, Ken?
We could go look them up at the Goshen Library.
You know what they would tell you? If you called the Goshen Library and asked, you know what they'd probably say?
What?
Come up here and look.
Yeah, check it on out.
That's what they did at the Thriftway. What about the people at Dairy Mart? Why don't you call Thriftway? That's not very nice. You got to say, yeah, we have a wide selection of magazines.
Mm-hmm. They probably thought I was just some punk, though.
You know, I was in, since we're mentioning brand names and places, I was in Kroger's the other day.
Right.
And I couldn't believe the outrageous number of just titillating magazines there are now who kind of masquerade as being... a legitimate publication. I mean, you pick up a Gent, you pick up an Atom, you know what you're getting, right? These things, they were all just a way to say bathing suit honey. There's like Hot Rod Illustrated, Special Swimsuit Edition. There's like four different magazines that were just Swimsuits Unlimited, all masturbatory material for adolescent youths. That's all they were. That's all they were. I want you to flip on the mic, Holmes. Scott. Scott, go ahead. You're on the air.
I want to ask you guys, have you heard about...
Hey, this is Scott, our old buddy Scott.
That's me.
Hey, what's going on?
Come on.
It's on your mind tonight, Scott.
I want to know if you guys have heard about this Chuck Berry poopy thing.
No.
No.
It's in Spy magazine. You read Spy?
No.
Every once in a while.
Oh. Well, you know how Chuck Berry likes women to poop on him?
He does.
Yeah. They had a videotape of it. It was kind of nasty.
They showed a videotape in a magazine? They had stills?
They had stills.
You're kidding.
And they had an excerpt from the tape that said he grunted like a wild animal when she did it.
Oh, someone took a dump on the Chuckster? Or as they say in France, Chuck Berry?
Right before she did it, he said, "Now it's time for my breakfast."
No, he didn't.
Yeah, that's what it said.
Now, Spy magazine lies half the time, you know.
Well, Kevin's got the magazine right here. You want to hear it?
No.
Okay.
I thought we just did.
Well, he urinated on her first.
Well, you sure it wasn't one of those, like, deals where Spy makes up something?
No, they do the pranks, but this wasn't a prank. He's being sued over all this stuff.
He's being sued?
Yeah.
By who, the woman?
He put cameras in the women's bathrooms in his restaurant.
Yeah, well, I mean, that's old news.
And he bought up all this land that has trailer parks in it, and women are finding cameras in their trailer park bathrooms.
Man, what's Chuck doing? He's like 60-some years old, ain't he?
He's a poopy boy.
He is a poopy boy, but he can play, though, can't he?
Oh, wait. All right, you want to listen to this?
We're listening.
She reaches up for a kiss. "Baby, I can't kiss you. You smell like piss. Stand up and take a shower." That's what he says to her.
Stand up and take...
Now Charles Edward Anderson Berry disappears from the frame, and she rises to shower. She finishes, turns off the water, begins a little dance with the towel. From behind the camera, Berry's voice is heard. "Now it's time for my breakfast." They go back to the tub. He lies down. She straddles his face. She defecates. He grunts like a wild animal.
He grunts like a wild animal.
They call this corporophilia.
I call it kind of nasty.
So do I.
I call it just plain gross.
It's, I don't know, Chuck's into the poopy stuff.
I'm not, man. Was she good looking, though, or was she a whore, or just like a pickup?
Well, it says in the magazine she's attractive, but in the picture she's got her head turned away and he's urinating on her. So
she's not a prostitute?
No. They all love Chuck. He gets the chicks by the dozen.
He's a brown-eyed handsome man.
And there's pictures of him in High Society magazine naked with white women.
Yeah, well, Chuck always liked white women. Some people say that's why he got in trouble so much in the 50s.
Yeah.
Wasn't because of his income tax or anything. It was just because he liked white women.
He likes the white chicks.
He's out there. So what else is going on tonight besides Chuck Berry being a pervert?
Not much. I'm sick.
Of what?
I have the flu.
Everybody does.
Yeah. Well, I don't know.
You ever try a rest?
Rest?
Yeah. Some people find that if you sleep, you get better.
I've tried that once in a while, but it doesn't work. I can't sleep, guys. I can't sleep.
Steady diet of cheap beer and cigarettes will cure you right up.
Yep. We call our place Cafe Nicotine.
Really?
No, I'm just kidding.
Oh, don't do that.
Who was that goofball who called up about Jerry Garcia?
Just some goofball.
You guys get too many goofballs in the show.
What do you think we should do about it?
Well, I guess there's nothing you can do about it.
Yeah.
From 2 to 5 in the morning, I guess.
Just let them talk, huh? Anything else on your mind?
Nothing. You guys are just doing a great job.
Thanks, Scott.
And I love you.
We love you because we can love.
We need a little more love.
If you were a hedgehog, we'd love you even more.
Oh, you sure we can love?
I'm sure we can.
Because that gives me new hope.
Just don't take a crap on me.
All right.
See later.
Bye.
You know, I hear like some guys say, "Man, that chick, she was such a bitch. She shit all over me." But Chuck says that and means it in a good way. You ever think of that?
Never thought of that. Are orange barrels, construction, gasoline bills, and wear and tear in your car enough to make your commute frustrating? What about harmful emissions, air pollution, and
environmental
hazards? Enough to make you rethink your commuting habits? Pooling together could be the answer for you. RideShare can help you save money, time, frustration, and the environment by assisting you helping you form carpools and vanpools.
241-RIDE.
That's the number.
241-RIDE, just like the sign.
241-RIDE.
Just like the signs on the side of the road. 241-RIDE. What about this Pebbles and Bam Bam getting married stuff?
That's going to happen?
Yeah, didn't they have a commercial
they're
for
it? They're babies, though, aren't they?
No, they're full grown. And boy, did Bam Bam and Pebbles grow.
Did they develop?
Yeah, well, they dated a few years ago on that one show when they had a Bad Luck Schleprock. But now I think this week they're going to have some kind of special where Pebbles and Bam Bam get married. I don't know if I have the honeymoon, and then Fred will be a grandpa soon. You know you're old when Fred Flintstone becomes a grandpa.
I guess. 749-1444 is the phone number here at the Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show. I'm Chris.
And I'm Rob.
We got one there?
I think we got a bad cord. No, it's not a bad cord. Ah, okay.
749-1444.
Jump in on this. We got Chris in the house. We got Chris on the air.
Hello, Chris. You're on the air.
Yeah.
Hey,
yeah.
What's up?
Not much. I wanted to talk a little bit about... I got three sections of the newspaper cut out here in front of me.
Go for it, man. You're more prepared than we are.
Yeah. These things are really bothering me with the new Clinton administration.
Yeah, it sucks, don't it?
Oh, man, it sure does. I got one bill here that... It states you have to pass emissions tests on all cars dating back to 1968.
Is that a state thing or a federal thing?
It's that a state looks like thing. A state thing right now.
Well, that's not Clinton then.
But I live in Ohio, and I drive a '68. And
what do you got?
'68 Buick Skylark.
Cool.
455 SL, man.
You know,
455 SL.
Please.
Is it a 455 SL?
It is a 455. It's a GS motor. It's a stage one. And the two other bills have to do with the car too. There's another bill stating here that in Ohio they're gonna pass a bill that says you can't turn your stereo up. I mean, what's that? That's bull.
Turn your stereo up as loud as you want.
I know. What are they gonna do? They arrest me for freedom of speech?
Nah, see, the thing is, these old bastards who don't want to hear music, I swear, this guy come pulled up next to me at a red light, just a bumping and a chunking and a bump, 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 and my windows was a shaking. I'm going to get me and the rest of the Sunny Acres retirement home to call our congressman.
Yeah, I was sitting next to an old couple at a light the other day, and I turned it up, and they just looked at me like I was nuts.
You have the right to turn it up. They have the right to look at you like you're nuts.
Heck yeah. The third bill, which I can't really understand why they would want to pass this, says that all cars dating back to '68 also are going to have to be, you're going to have the original or same type of engine that came in it originally out of the factory.
You're kidding. They can't do that, can they?
I hope not, because there's a lot of people that aren't going to be on the road.
They just want to get all these cars off the road that they don't think are
too fun to drive.
That don't have enough pollution control. They actually have power. You can actually go up hills fast in them.
Yeah. I mean, it's just, I can understand. I mean, pretty soon this country is going to be like Russia, and 55, 70 years down the road, another country is going to have to save us the same way we saved them.
We got to... Yeah, I mean, I heard about the emissions test going back to '68, but I haven't heard about these other two.
Yeah,
I haven't heard the one about you got to have the original engine. What if the engine blew?
Well, they don't say they have to have the original engine. They have to have the original type of engine. Like if it came with a 350, you have to have a 350 in it.
Yeah, well, if you have a 305, a total piece of junk, and you want something with some kick in it, you want the 351.
Yeah, you want a big block or something with some balls in it, and they're saying, no, that's extra money, because my car came with a 350, and I stuck a big block in it. I will stand in front of Clinton and tell him I am driving.
It's not Clinton, man. We're talking about the states. This is a state law. Don't get fired up at Clinton. Get fired up at Clinton for other things. Get fired up at call your state congressman or your state senator, and let them know about it.
It's the state there.
It is the state. It's not Billy Boy. It's I guess Georgie Boy.
It's making me want to move out of Ohio now.
What part of town you live in?
Please?
What part of town you live in?
Coleraine.
Coleraine, you live in an apartment or a house?
I live in a house.
You live in a house? You got neighbors?
Sure do.
Really? You want to do something fun with me here real quick?
I'd love to.
Okay. We're going to be real quiet, all right? Are you being quiet? Hey, Chris.
Yeah.
Can you hear me?
Sure can.
All right, we're going to be real quiet here for a minute, right?
Uh-huh.
Now, while we are being very quiet, and you can do this at home too, everyone else, turn your radio up real, real loud. So we're real quiet, and your radio will be on really loud, but it won't be that noisy because we're going to be real quiet. All right?
All right.
Because it's just, you know, it's a way to turn your radio up late at night without it waking the neighbors. And everyone likes to turn the radio up really loud at night, and they don't like to wake up their neighbors, you know?
I know what you're saying.
So, yeah, so turn your radio up real loud.
All right.
And we'll be real quiet, and we can have a real loud show. But we'll be real quiet. We'll be reserved tonight, too.
Okay.
Is your radio up real loud?
Yeah.
Good.
Wow, we must be near an airport.
Okay, we can be regular volume again.
Get fired up, Chris. You had the gumption to call Chris and Rob, which is a huge step. I mean, not a lot of people have the cojones to call Chris and Rob, but
now,
you did. We got to respect you for it.
Now call the governor's office.
Now call your state representative and call your state senator. I think I'm going to light up. Mine's Mike Fox. I think I'll be dropping his office a little note about this.
Yeah, I think I'm going to, too.
Just tell him you don't like it. And, you know, especially seems like nowadays, you know, with the Zoe Baird thing, people called up. And everybody changed their position. Everybody was just like, "Ooh, whoa, people are calling talk shows. People are calling their senators. We better flip-flop on this." So they're definitely listening to phone calls.
Well, you know something? Everyone that called the library up there in Goshen to talk about that gay magazine?
Yeah, I remember that.
There was an actual count made on that. They got 126 phone calls against the magazine. They got 99 letters asking that the magazine be withdrawn. But they got 30 letters supporting it and 46 phone calls supporting the library's decision to keep the magazine on the rack.
Yeah, callers today are making a difference.
And
and they're calling the late-night talk shows, and you're calling us. Thanks, guy.
All right.
Later.
Bye.
749-1444. You can be the next caller on the Christmas.
Do we have too much power? Are we too powerful as late-night talk show hosts?
Here's hoping we are.
WAIF Cincinnati is the home of the Chris and Rob late-night talk show. And, you know, you hear about some people who tell to call. Like if you're a senator and you get all these calls and it's just like one person one pastor has told his whole church to call, then you got to take those calls with a grain of salt. They've got to be individual people getting fired up enough to call, like Amy did to call the Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show. Go ahead, Amy.
I don't have a comment to make on the topic. But
do you know what the topic is?
Not really.
Neither do we.
I just haven't heard from a couple of people tonight who said they were going to call in, and I just want to give them a little motivation to call in.
Who are these?
That's what we love here at the Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show. We love motivation.
Light a fire under them, Amy.
Because motivation is our middle name. This is the Chris and Motivation Rob Late Night Talk Show.
Okay.
Let's get
motivated.
Rhoda Renee.
Who?
There. Naked Renee.
Naked Renee. Naked Renee, get yourself motivated.
Call her Rhoda.
Rhoda?
Rhoda.
Rhoda, get yourself
motivated.
Okay. And Tracy.
Tracy, honey, get
your bad self motivated.
Because we want you on the Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show. Amy? What the hell do these people have to offer us, Amy?
They said they were going to call in.
And talk about what? We don't want to just talk about idle chit-chat.
Find something to talk about. I promise you that.
Something interesting?
Yes.
Something more interesting than what you're talking about?
Huh? I didn't hear you. I had somebody over here talking.
What are they saying? Anything important?
I was trying to listen to both of y'all.
Y'all? You must be from Kentucky if you're calling us y'all. Yep.
Now, what did you say?
I said, who's talking to you?
My brother.
What does your brother have to say about anything?
I don't know. What did you say?
Amy is really an anagram for yam.
Oh, let's talk to your brother real quick. Find out what's on his mind.
Just just want to get Naked Rhoda Renee and Tracy to call. I'd like to talk to the both of them. Since Tracy's my baby sister, and Rhoda's one of my exes. I want to talk to them.
Aw, well, that's really cute. What's your name?
David.
You're about the 19th David we've had tonight.
Hey, I'm popular, man.
You are? That's cool.
Okay, well, thanks, you guys.
Okay.
Party on.
All right.
Later.
749-1444. Anybody can call, not just those people that she said, because we want
motivated
callers on our late night talk show.
People fired up, people with something to say, people something sticking in their crawl. You know, it doesn't even have to be negative.
Yeah, people who are motivated.
We're always ragging and bashing and nailing and drilling and ragging and crunching on people. But if you got a good, like, good going guys out there for somebody,
rag and crunch,
go ahead. Good going Reds for getting new uniforms. I think those new uniforms
look smart, aren't they?
They are spiffy. Hey, Bob, how you doing? You're on the air with Chris and Rob.
Hey, guys.
Hey, Bob.
Right now, I'm leaning back in bed. I'm buried up to my neck in nubile male young bodies.
Glad to hear it, Bob. You got any cigars with you?
I got a big phallic cigar right now. I wore all these kids out, let me tell you. They can't take it.
What are you getting at, Bob?
The second generation of faggots, they just can't measure up to the people like me.
What do you think of the ancient Greeks?
I think they knew what was going on. All that homosexuality was great. Roman candles, stuff like that.
You know,
sticking stuff up their butts.
It was Plato who felt that all young boys, their purpose in life was to serve their older masters in sexual ways.
Hell yeah!
It was Plato who felt Aristotle.
Yeah, exactly.
Plato knew what was going on in terms of penises.
Bob, you're sick. 749-1444. 749-1444 is the phone number at the Chris and
Motivated
Rob Late Night Talk Show.
I am motivated. I'm fired up. I'm ready to go, man. We only got 54 minutes. We only get to do this once a week. And just it pains me when this happens, when people don't want to participate. We need people to participate because this is the person's forum. We do this not for our own personal gratification.
For you, baby, because we're motivated.
Not for the six-figure salaries we command. Nigel, go ahead. You're on with Chris and Rob.
Hello. I've been asked to make this quick. And
are you the Nigel who was on earlier?
What's that?
Were you on earlier?
Certainly. We were talking about pre-dog society.
Oh, okay. Well, okay, go ahead.
Okay, I'm not sure I can make this quick, but I wanted to read a passage here. Has something, it's from someplace in the transition from pre-dog to dog society, but there's more architecture than just caves. All right. But,
hey, could you do us a favor?
What's that?
Xerox all this information and send it to us.
Fax it to you.
We don't have a fax machine.
But we do have a mailbox.
Oh, I've got a fax machine.
You can fax it to me, but not Chris.
What I wanted to do is, because you guys were reading something earlier that had to do with what could be, that said something about what could be more terrible than eating a bunch of Tylenol or something like that, I found a passage here that I thought perhaps you would be interested in hearing.
What's that?
Okay, well, here comes from one of my favorite novels. A young woman was squatting on the lawn, holding out her left palm. Butterflies were sitting on the surface while, with her right hand, she picked them up and put them into her mouth. Slowly, methodically, she breakfasted on the acquiescent wings. Her lips, cheeks, chin were heavily stained with many different...